You know, they say love conquers all limited beliefs, which are really just a collection of stories you've been conditioned to believe. And the conditioning has been going on since infancy. The imprinting you can't escape. The experiences you've had, some good and some bad. This is what shapes our minds, influencing the way we think and feel, which then in turn shapes you into who you are and what you expect for yourself and life you'll live as your story unfolds. So obviously the only thing that separates you from being free versus being trapped in your forest of never-ending stories is your beliefs about things. But imagine all your beliefs were these high-frequency beings, and they radiate with color energy and they shine like the sun, so every time you look at them for answers about things, you can only see with love. So imagine the only thing you could believe was that all your dreams are possible. Imagine there was nothing in your way blocking your flow, so you always know which way to go. And imagine your beliefs could help you become the highest ideal version of yourself. Imagine your beliefs glitter with gold, so you could only be rich in health and wealth and love, and thus, every day you show up and walk the path of least resistance. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, it does.
I think that would change everything more than anything. If everyone just believed in the power of light and love, then I'm pretty sure the whole world would transform and become the most powerful planet in the universe. Dead people wouldn't be dead anymore because the veil would lift and we could all work together. And together we could do some extraordinary things that we never knew we were capable of, which makes the human race limitless. But unfortunately, if you love your lives more than you love to love, then it'd be really hard to transform and rise above. Thus, it is false beliefs that keep you stuck.
So my advice to you is, be brave, my friend. Be bold. Be so audacious and do the work to peek inside your forest and see the stories that are going on in your background. This is your subconscious mind and it controls 95% of who you are, so it's important to know what kinds of lies you're telling yourself. Well,